Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Infamous Scribblers, The Founding Fathers and the Rowdy Beginnings of American Journalism, is a nonfiction history book by Eric Burns that examines the earliest decades of American journalism, from the colonial press through the Revolution and into the early Republic. Burns uses a lively narrative style to show that newspapers, pamphlets, and political commentary were not calm instruments of civic debate, but often fiercely partisan, sensational, and personal. Rather than treating media bias as a modern failure, the book argues that many of its familiar forms were already present at the nation's birth. The result is both a history of the press and a history of the political culture that the press helped shape. By focusing on journalists, pamphleteers, and the public attacks they traded with major founding figures, the book explains how newspapers influenced public opinion, political rivalry, and the development of American identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the colonial press became a battlefield for politics and reputation. Burns presents early American journalism as a highly combative public arena rather than a neutral information service. Colonial newspapers often served as vehicles for political mobilization, personal attack, and ideological persuasion, especially as tensions with Britain intensified. This matters because it helps explain why the early press had such power. There were few competing channels for mass communication, so printed arguments could quickly shape elite and popular opinion. The book shows that journalists and publishers did not simply report events. They helped define what those events meant. In that environment, reputation was political currency, and attacks in print could damage officials, rally supporters, or intensify conflict. Burns uses this setting to challenge any assumption that journalistic partisanship is a recent decline from an ideal past. Instead, the book portrays conflict as central to the press from the beginning, with newspapers operating as tools in struggles over authority, legitimacy, and public loyalty. Secondly, the Founding Fathers as targets, patrons, and users of the press. A major insight of the book is that the founding generation did not stand outside journalism. It actively depended on it and manipulated it. Burns shows figures such as Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and Samuel Adams in relation to the press, not just as historical leaders but as participants in media conflict. Some were targets of relentless criticism, while others understood that newspapers and pamphlets could advance political goals. This creates a more complicated picture of the founding era than a heroic civic narrative usually allows. The press was not merely observing the birth of the Republic. It was helping to contest what the Republic should become. Burns emphasizes that founders could be both victims and beneficiaries of print culture, sometimes condemning journalistic excess while also using it for their own purposes. That dual role is important because it reveals the press as embedded in the political system from the outset, not as a later watchdog added after the fact. Thirdly, why Burns treats sensationalism and partisan reporting as old American habits. One of the book's central arguments is that sensationalism and partisan reporting are not new distortions, but old features of American media. Burns traces these habits to the earliest period of the nation, when newspapers and pamphlets often exaggerated, distorted, or sharpened stories to maximize political effect. By placing modern complaints about media bias in this historical context, he suggests that many present-day frustrations have deep roots. The book does not argue that all early journalism was false or worthless. Instead, it shows that fact, opinion, insult, and propaganda were often mixed together in the same publication. That mixture is what makes the early press so revealing. It demonstrates that the boundaries modern readers expect between news and advocacy were far looser in the 18th century. Burns's larger point is that the American press was never born in a state of pure objectivity. Its earliest practices already included selective emphasis, personality-driven conflict, and strategic distortion, making contemporary media problems easier to understand as continuations rather than exceptions. Fourthly, a narrative history built around colorful journalists and pamphleteers. The book stands out because it is structured less like a formal academic survey and more like a fast-moving narrative history centered on memorable personalities. Burns writes about early journalists, printers, and pamphleteers such as James Franklin, Thomas Paine, and James Callender, showing how their ambition, ideology, and feuds shape the tone of the press. This approach makes the book accessible while still conveying serious historical claims. Rather than organizing the subject around institutions alone, Burns uses individual actors to illustrate how the media system worked in practice. That method matters because early American journalism was highly personal. Newspapers were often tied to individuals, factions, and political patrons, so the conduct of a few influential writers could have outsized consequences. The result is a history that is both interpretive and character-driven. Readers learn not only what the press did, but who made it do those things, and why personal rivalry, patronage, and public controversy were so central to its development. Lastly, the book's broader lesson about press freedom and democratic culture. Beyond its account of historical scandal and rivalry, Infamous Scribblers offers a broader reflection on the relationship between journalism and democracy. Burns shows that the early press helped define political debate, but it also exposed the fragility of public discourse in a new nation. That tension remains one of the book's most important contributions. It suggests that press freedom does not automatically produce civic virtue. It can also amplify vanity, faction, and manipulation. At the same time, the book does not reduce the press to a corrupting force. Burns credits journalism with helping shape the ideals and politics of the early United States, which means the book treats the press as both disruptive and foundational. This balanced view gives the work lasting relevance. Readers are invited to think about how democratic societies depend on a noisy, imperfect media environment, and how arguments over media bias have always been part of that environment. The book therefore serves as both history and cautionary context for modern media debates. In conclusion, Infamous Scribblers is best suited for readers interested in American history, journalism history, media criticism, and the political culture of the founding era. It will be especially useful for those who want to understand how newspapers, pamphlets, and public argument helped shape the early republic, without pretending that the press was ever uniformly noble or objective. The book offers a practical intellectual benefit. It places current debates over bias, sensationalism, and partisan media into a much longer historical frame, making present-day controversies easier to interpret. What distinguishes it from many similar history books is its emphasis on style and personality. Burns does not write a dry institutional history of the press. He reconstructs a world of rival printers, combative pamphleteers, and founding leaders who both attacked and exploited media attention. That approach makes the book more vivid than a standard survey, while still grounded in recognizable historical themes. Readers looking for a readable, argument-driven account of how American journalism began will find it both informative and distinctive. If you would like to support Eric Burns, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.